We're continuing on living a life without fear. I believe God is going to minister through this word to you, even today, and you're going to be set free from fear. Now, it's just a few minutes each time you hear The Winning Life, but you can go on to heesalive.net and download the programs from last week and listen to them. And I believe as you put it together, God is going to do a work. It says in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14 and 15, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." And I have said that the root of all fear goes back to the fear of death. And it is bondage. But Jesus came. He died on the cross. He was buried. He resurrected by the power of God. He was resurrected. And when he was resurrected from the grave, he destroyed the fear of death. We do not have to be subject to the bondage of fear today. Fear is of Satan. Fear is of darkness. Fear brings things to us just like a magnet. Fear works with the powers of darkness the way faith does, actually, with the things of God. I could even put it this way. Fear is faith in the devil's lies. God has not given us the spirit of fear. The power that Satan had over us is the fear of death. And so Jesus took the sting of death out. So there doesn't have to be any bondage. There does not have to be any limitations. We don't have to hear a voice that says you can only go so far and do so much. Today, God wants us to face our fears, trace it in our lives. Some people have the fear of flying, but in truth, it's not the fear of flying. It's the fear of death. Some have the fear of people, but in truth, it's not the fear of people. It's rooted in the fear of death. And you see, when we have fear, it always manifests in rejection, failure. Do you hear me? It will manifest in different ways. It says that we can't be successful. We cannot prosper. We will not be healed. We will not succeed. We will not have the abundant life. There are some of you under the sound of my voice that you have a fear of even leaving your house. God wants you free from that today. That is a limitation upon your life that is satanic. And in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that spirit of torment. And I pray in Jesus' name for total liberty and freedom is yours right now as you receive the wholeness of God's strength into your mind and heart. God did not give you fear, but that of love, power, and a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Women of valor, ladies, you need to plan to be with us April 24th through the 26th. God has something in store for you that I believe it's just going to be life-changing for so many. We are praying for revival. We're praying for this nation to come into an awakening. And at this conference, there is going to be an awakening. And you don't want to miss any of it. Call today. And if it's after business hours, you can leave a daytime number where you can be reached and register. You can also register online at worldlighthouse.org. Here is the phone number, 301-895-3868. I want to see you there. We're going to have liberty in the Holy Spirit. It's going to be a great time.